So it's 10:37 on Thursday, 26th of July, and I thought I'd give you a rolling update now of how I'm going to get on with BT. So I checked with my client and he said, yeah, sure, you know, get on the case. So I found a number on the internet and I phoned BT. And I finally got someone who sounds really sensible and really helpful, somebody like the sort of person that Acrobat was referring to. She immediately said, she listened to my story and she immediately said, right, I can tell you now from this point forward, you will not have to do any more chasing. I will own this case until it is resolved. And I will give you phone backs. You will not have to spend your time phoning up, etc., etc. So just hearing that was like a complete relief. Obviously, I'm at work, so I can't do any checks that she's wanted me to do. She looked on the system. There's no open fault. Unbelievable. How can there be no open fault? Anyway, that's where we're at. No open fault. So the next thing is I have to find a corded phone from somewhere because both my phones are wireless and do some checks. So it's 21:40. I did locate a corded phone from my neighbour next door when I got home at about 7 this evening. Tracy, who had been so hot on the case, didn't email me as promised. However, the other promise she made was that somebody would call me back between 8 and 10 tonight. And somebody did. So we've ascertained that a phone plugged straight into the socket works. So that's all good. I knew that before. I've now had to disconnect the front plate of the socket and plug the ADSL filter with the phone plugged into that and the hub plugged into that into the test socket, which is at the back of the wall, and somebody is going to phone me back tomorrow evening. And so the saga continues.